The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk
with Matter Private Network. During current restrictions, don't ignore your health concerns. Our expert team is ready to help.
A recent report commissioned by Archbishop Dermot Farrell to plan for the Catholic Church's future in Dublin has highlighted an ageing and reduced population of priests in the capital. And this issue is, of course, happening in parishes right across the country. And with a drop in the number of trainee priests, the problem is not getting any better. To discuss this, I'm joined now by Father Tom Searlis, Rector of the National Seminary of St. Patrick's College in Maynooth. Father Searlis, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat. Nice to talk to you.
Now, we know the startling statistics about ageing priests. So many of them are over 70 and will be retiring at age 75. So you can see the crisis in numbers if they're not being replaced by those in seminaries. What is the story in terms of seminary numbers?
At the moment, Pat, here in Maynooth, we have 25 seminarians for Irish diocese. And about 64 in total, as I understand it, who are studying for the priesthood in Ireland.
Now, when you do the mathematics and all of that, it does mean that if those priests who are scheduled to retire at 75 do so, there will be an acute shortage in a very short few years.
That's absolutely correct, Pat. And that's why I suppose what's happening at the moment in terms of the synodal process universally, but also what's beginning to happen in Ireland is so, so important. What the Archbishop of Dublin calls a moment of crisis that demands creativity, and I couldn't agree with him more. There will always be the need for priests, of course, because the Eucharist, as we know, is the source and summit of the Church, and priests are needed to celebrate that Eucharist with and for the people. But I think we need to, certainly in a more focused way, start looking at how we minister in the church and how that needs to adapt to the circumstances of today.
A number of studies obviously are going to be undertaken about all of this, but I want to play you something. It's a bit of an interview with Father Aidan Troy. He was speaking to me back in May of this year about how things work in Paris, where he was assigned. And this is him explaining how the laity do most of the preparation for communions and confirmations.
Like you doing a program, I was handed a script and I was told, we've done the seating, we've done this, we've done that. It was absolutely magnificent. But what really impressed me so much was the state of preparedness of the children. Because a little bit of chat here and there, they were spot on. Now, if I was to try and get that organized, to be truthful, and I'm not pleading any special cause, I'm not a youngster. I just would not have the energy to do it. What I love is this, that the people organizing it, the lay people, and I don't even like saying that, but you know what I mean, the parishioners who do this, and there's about 30 or 40 different nationalities, all in English, are just so proud, not of themselves, but of the children, of the young adults for confirmation. And genuinely, I don't know where I'm going after this, but I will never be able to thank God and the people enough for this vision of church to me. It is the future. I'm not saying we don't need priests, but I think there's a lot of ways of looking at that. And I won't get myself into trouble now by talking too much about it. But there is a solution, and it's under our noses. And one of them is to say, listen, boys and girls of the laity, it's your church with me, not your church under me.
So, Father Tom Searlis, what do you think of that vision of the future of the church, which copes, therefore, with fewer priestly numbers?
I agree with Father Aidan Troy. I think that what we're actually doing is returning to a model of the past rather than creating a new model for the future, as it were. We have gone through a significant period of time whereby all preparation for sacraments in Ireland, at primary school level, I mean, in terms of confirmation and Holy Communion, has taken place almost exclusively in the primary school. And that has obviously been in partnership with the parish. But going forward, what I'm very encouraged by is what Pope Francis and a small number of Irish dioceses have already introduced as well. This new ministry of catechist, Pat, which is a dedicated ministry in the church, fulfilled by lay people, in which formation in the faith is worked on with the children directly in preparation, because the number of priests, as we know, is simply not going to be there. And anyway, transmission of the faith, I know, and certainly in my experience, and I'm sure in the experience of many of your listeners, happened in the home, largely, as well as in the school. They happened in tandem. The last 30 years, 40 years or so, perhaps that link hasn't been as strong. But it's really vital that this happens.
Now, that means the laity will be more involved. They may feel more ownership of their own church. But in spite of all of that, you'll still need priests. And doing the sums, as I said, there'll still be a shortage in the Dublin Diocese. Almost half the priests are over 70. Mm. And when you look at the number of priests in training, 64 throughout the country, and it takes a number of years to be a priest, so those 64 won't come on stream simultaneously or indeed anytime soon. So you need to recruit more. That is the problem.
I think, yes, absolutely. The fall in numbers of seminarians, of men preparing for the priesthood, is a symptom of a wider or a deeper crisis as well, not just in our country now, but universally and particularly in the Western world, where there is no longer a stable sense of vocation, if you know what I mean by that. That, like in the past, certainly when I was going to school, you still had the idea that the career that I go into is the career that I'll stay in until I retire. That's no longer the case. There's a lot more flexibility, I guess, around that. And also there's a crisis in faith, so that many people, unfortunately, have begun to disengage more with the life of the church, particularly the 20 to 39 age group, if that's okay as a category. So this is why I think we need to listen carefully to what people are saying to us, but also to take on board what the likes of Archbishop Dermot Farrell was saying in that very interesting editorial in the Irish Times, where he has engaged a task force where there were 3,000 people in the diocese took the time to respond, looking at where are we going and how do we get there in terms of co-responsibility, Pat, rather than leaving it to the clergy, as it were, to do all the work that all of us as baptized members of the church, all of us have a role to fulfill in this task, very necessary task of handing on the faith. But yes, there will still be a need for priests. The trend over the last few years, Pat, to be honest, has been fairly static, or stable rather, about 5 or 6 guys starting each year. That's nowhere near replacement levels. But then there's also an opportunity here that why would we want to just sustain a model that worked in the past without looking more creatively at co-responsible leadership in the church? Okay, the priest for the celebration of the sacraments, definitely. But things like catechesis, administration, things that are not necessarily integral to the priesthood, of course they can be done by better educated, if you like, or better, more experienced lay people, perhaps.
Now, the two barriers that are often cited are the barrier of celibacy, yes, and also females in the ministry.
Yes.
And although women can do certain jobs in the church, there is still a sense that they are excluded from the highest offices in the church. Do you think that that would resolve the problem if those barriers were to be removed? So married priests and women priests.
I think there's no doubt about it that these are two of the most talked about issues in regards to the future of the church in Ireland, but also more widely. And they are both very serious issues. First of all, you have to say that theologically, celibacy is not integral to the priesthood. You can and do have in other churches priests who are married. As a rule in the church, it is therefore something that the church leadership could decide to change. However, I think we need to be careful of sidelining a gift in the church that is of immense value. To have a celibate priesthood, priests who are devoted to the service of their people, who do not have a divided heart in that sense, because I would imagine that it would be very difficult to exercise the priesthood in the same way as Catholics have been used to or accustomed to in the past. if their priest was married, even though we do have, I do realize, we do have a small number of married priests already in the Catholic Church. What I'm really trying to say, I suppose, in a nutshell, Pat, is I don't think it would necessarily solve the deeper crisis of faith, which is really more fundamental. If you like.
I'm just wondering whether, you know, there's a model that would confine celibacy to the monasteries, for example, and the working secular priest might have a different set of rules and regulations. But as you say, that's a big question for the leaders in the church. The question of women and gender is a more thorny one, because the church is seen by many people to be just out of touch with the reality of modern life, where a woman is a managing director of a huge company or can conduct any role that traditionally might have been seen as the province of the male.
This is, again, it's a very it's a difficult question. And I'm not trying to kick to touch here either, Pat, by saying that it's a deeper and a wider question than perhaps I am capable of answering, but I do have a view on it. I think recently what we've begun to discover more is that simply saying that women are 50% of the membership of the church and that they're involved at all sorts of levels, that's not enough of an answer when a person proposes that question. But I'm encouraged by what I see Pope Francis doing at the highest levels of leadership in the Vatican, for example. The lady, the woman who's in charge of the synodal process, Sister Natalie Burkhardt, is a good example of that. But he has also made some other key appointments. I think we need to listen very, very carefully to, and leadership needs to listen very, very carefully, as it is doing, to the voices of women in the church.
The question of gay men in the priesthood, if you can be celibate and gay, it's the same challenge as being heterosexual and celibate, because we can hark back to the scandal that was revealed in 2016 about male seminarians using the homosexual dating website Grindr.
That was just before I joined the staff here in Maynooth. And again, I'm not trying to sidestep this very important question. The crisis that emerged in 2016, while a great challenge, as I understand it, also became a great opportunity. I don't know all of the details, but I do know that a very robust investigation was entered into about those claims about inappropriate online activity by a small number of seminarians. And The all I can reassure people by saying is that we have moved forward from that moment of crisis here in the seminary to where we have now a community that continues to be happy, healthy, stable. But the question of gay men in the priesthood, you did indicate something there which is important. What the whole formation program is all about, or the process is all about, is helping a man who is preparing for priestly ministry to balance, to integration of his sexuality, his personality, in a way that is healthy, that is life-giving, and that enables him to serve the people that he's out to, that he's going to be sent out to minister to, rather than it being fixated on the question of whether or not a man has a homosexual orientation. That's a slightly different issue, although related, to whether a person is misbehaving, as it were, in a sexual way, because that would be an issue as well for a heterosexual man, obviously, in the context of the priesthood.
Finally, Father Tom Searles, who is rector of the National Seminary at St. Patrick's College in Maynooth, if you were trying to sell the idea of the priesthood to young men, because that is how it has to be at the moment, to young men, what would your message be?
What I would say to anyone who is considering it is, look into it. Talk to someone that you trust. Ideally, talk to a priest that you trust, who will put you in touch then locally with the person or persons, it's usually a team in your own diocese, who are promoting vocations to the priesthood there, and they will help you. But also you can always contact the seminary here. I'm always happy to hear from people who are considering a vocation to the priesthood.
Father Tom Searles, rector of the National Seminary at St. Patrick's College, Maynooth, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
Thank you very much, Pat. It was a pleasure to talk to you.